Drive around Champaign County and you'll see a few yard signs and billboards for the three candidates for judge. Turn on the radio, you'll hear their ads.
He was an exceptional prosecutor for 17 years before that. Vote for Judge Heidi Ladd on March 16th. Experience counts.
I'm Judge Heidi Ladd.
In 1996, I started my own law firm, Nally, Hassis & Bauer. The success of our business was
experience.
Brian McFeeters has over 28 years of experience of working in the law in Champaign County in both civil and criminal matters.
But you won't hear many stands on the issues. With restrictions on what they can say about personal opinion, candidates have to use other selling points. For Judge Heidi Ladd, already on the bench for 2 years, that selling point is experience.
I've done orders of protection. I've presided over just about, as I've said, every type of case that's come in the door. I've tried probably over 200 jury trials, thousands of bench trials, both civil and criminal. And it sounds like you're tooting your own horn, so I always feel uncomfortable when you're asked to draw on your qualifications, but I think the voters need to be able to make an objective decision.
The two candidates who aren't sitting judges offer experience, too. Brian McFeeters and Tracy Nally have both been Champaign attorneys for more than 20 years. And Nally says for a judgeship, relevant experience can extend even beyond the legal realm to community involvement and running the law firm that she founded.
Not only am I now working as a lawyer, I'm running a business. And I am billing and collecting and paying the rent and making sure my employees are paid week after week after week. I think that running a courtroom actually doesn't have quite as complex of a challenge.
Brian McFeeters can point to more years of work representing clients in court, saying that time spent before a judge is more than adequate preparation for the bench.
I believe that I have the sufficient criminal law background from the cases I've handled here and the fact that I did a judicial clerkship that there should be no question about my ability to handle criminal matters. And I would also want my experience to as a veteran from the military service to be considered as a plus.
None of the three candidates find fault with the way the circuit court system in Champaign County is being run now, but the word streamlining finds its way into some ideas for improvement. Ladd says some of that work is already underway.
Technology will be improved greatly. All the different components of the court system, including the sheriff's department, the state's attorney's office, the public defender's office, eventually will be on a system where all of the computers communicate, and it will be one master system.
Nally is a proponent of alternative dispute resolution, giving judges something besides incarceration as a sentencing tool.
Maybe we should start concentrating on some better procedural solutions to hopefully let up on the docket system, have fewer cases in court, and perhaps alternative dispute resolution is one of those ways. And I know that the University of Illinois College of Law, that there are people, professors over there, who are interested in working with the court system to make that a successful process.
But when more controversial judicial issues come up, like tort reform, truth in sentencing guidelines, or death penalty reform, candidates hesitate to tackle them head on. McFeeters admits it's tough to run a political campaign for a job that requires strict impartiality, but there's no better way to pick judges.
In the abstract, I think it probably would not be the appropriate way to go. But if faced with the practicalities of the situation, I believe that it is the proper and the best way for this, for what situation we have in existence here in central Illinois. Probably it's not a good system for Cook County, but it certainly works well for downstate Illinois.
With so little debate on hot-button issues, voters fall back on personal history and background to make their choice. There is one measuring stick out there. The Illinois State Bar Association's survey of attorneys on the judicial candidates comes out before every election, rating candidates on qualities like impartiality, integrity, temperament, and legal ability. The attorney survey gave Heidi Ladd and Brian McFeeters recommended ratings, but Tracy Nally scored just below the threshold and was listed as not recommended. Nally can't explain the rating, but she says she's gotten votes of confidence from lawyers in other arenas, including a stint as the head of the County Bar Association. There's no Democratic candidate on the ballot yet, so the winner of this race would either face a slated Democrat in November or run unopposed. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.